you're going to teach. And when you give the students these syllabus, they know the teacher will teach from point A through point Z. And at a certain time, they'll be testing. And at a certain time, it's written or it's indicated in that syllabus, it's the end. And they'll have to wait for the following year for another syllabus. Can I tell you tonight that God does not give his will in a syllabus? He unrolls it like a scroll, a little bit at a time, and at the end, you see the whole picture. And we find a passage here, and it's about the wise men. And the Bible records the wise men are coming from east, going to Jerusalem. And they have seen a star. And they are questioning themselves in verse 2. They are questioning, where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They had seen a star. You know, they are wise. And when they looked at this star, they knew, well, this is not just the normal galaxy that we are used to. This is a peculiar star. It symbolizes the birth of a king. He is born, and we want to go and find him so that we may worship him. But do you know, it wasn't the star that was guiding these wise men. It was God. What God used was very irrelevant. He used a secondary circumstance to guide these wise men. The most important thing for us to know is that there was an all-knowing God guiding these wise men in every step of their journey, because he had a purpose and a plan for their lives. It begs us to ask these questions. How did Joseph and Mary get to Bethlehem? God led them. How did the shepherds find the manger? God led them. How did the wise men get to the house and find the young child with its mother? God led them. How will you and I fulfill what God has placed us here on earth to do? God must lead us. So we are finding being guided and being, what is all this? Most people live what we call a planned life. I mean, they wake up in the morning and they have a schedule. And they do everything according to the, if it's a project they are working on, they go according to the schedule. And if something goes wrong against the schedule, then their whole life is like messed up. Because they cannot work without a schedule. They have to stick to that schedule. At the other end of the spectrum, we have other people who live what we call a passive life. And you know, with the passive life, they really don't have a schedule. Yeah. They sit down and they say, well, I'll take it as it comes. And in between those two, this schedule and the passive, there is what I call the planned life. You see, with a planned life, you cannot wake up in the morning having a schedule. What if you don't even wake up that day? See, in the schedule, in the planned life, for example, the pastor, he wakes up in the morning, he has a schedule. He got to visit some people at the hospital. He got to pray with others. And in between that, or he has some other projects going on, and in the middle of the day, he receives a call, and he has to leave everything he had planned or scheduled and go and attend to that emergency. And at the end of the day, he'll go back to his schedule and say, you know what, I had this project. I was not able to finish. Why? Because there was an emergency that came. In the led life, we cannot make schedules. We cannot live according to schedules. Why? Because there's only one person who knows the beginning and the end. We can only live according to his plan. He has to schedule for us. How many of us, when we were young, we played that game we call Follow the Leader? You see, in this game we call Follow the Leader, we all lined up behind the leader. And anything he said and did, we mimicked. And if we did not follow the rules of the game, we got kicked out of the game. But the issue was, who gets to be the leader? Everybody wanted to be the leader so that they can give out rules. But you know, it all came down to this one thing. On whose backyard are you playing on? Because on whose backyard you're playing on became automatic the leader. And I want to submit to you tonight that all of us, we are all playing on God's backyard. We are eating God's food, drinking God's water. Good water, but it don't belong to me. Breathing God's air, listening to God's bird sing, and the only person who is want to be the leader is God. The only person who is want to tell us what to do is God. And I want us to draw some truth about the led life from this passage. And the first truth that I want us to see is that in the led life, you take the first step by faith. Look with me, verse 1 through verse 3 again. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" The wise men had no knowledge of what Herod had discovered until they got to Jerusalem. They left on the simple knowledge that they had. They saw a star and they were following it. You know, when we read about Abraham, the call of Abraham, we know God told Abraham, "Leave your place and go to a place that I'll show you." And what did Abraham do? He obeyed and did exactly what God told him to do. And you know, sometimes God will ask you to take a step into the unknown. And when he does that, the only thing you can do is really live by faith. And you know, it is so miraculous when you take that first step by faith and God shows you some light, and then he shows you the second step, and he shows you the third step, and the fourth, and the fifth. And sometimes you even take that first step with very little understanding. But the only thing you do is follow God. How many of us tonight, God has been asking you to take that first step by faith, and you've not been doing it? You know, everything must begin with God. Have you taken that first step by faith to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you 100% sure that if you die tonight, or if something happened, you're on your way to heaven? Let's go down the list. Have you taken that first step by faith to pray for your pastor? And not just pray for him. He doesn't have a pastor, but we say we have a pastor. And yet he's also a human being like us. Pray for him and his family. Pray for the leadership of the church. Pray for the community. Have you taken that first step by faith to even pass a gospel tract to somebody in your neighborhood and invite them to church? And you know they don't have a church. They don't go to church. Have you taken that first step by faith even to share your testimony with somebody that you know they're lost? And we can go down the list. But the most important thing, have you taken that first step by faith to establish a relationship with Jesus Christ? Second truth. In the led life, God confirms his will through his word. You know, this is a Christmas story. I have read this story since I was young, so many times. And I knew the wise men left far east going to Jerusalem. But you know, it had never dawned on me. When they left far east going to Jerusalem, they were following this star that came and stopped in Jerusalem. Can I ask you a question? Was Christ born in Jerusalem? Where was he born? Do you know the wise men were about 5 miles away from where Christ was laying? But they could not see him. As wise as they were, as much read as they were, as much research as they were, even with all the GPSs they had, they could not find Christ. You know, it's George Mueller who said, God is in the stops as much as he's in the steps. And God will lead you to a point and then halt. And it is at that time, the only thing you can do is ask God, what do I do next? Where do I go next? It was not Herod who found the child. It was not the wise men with all the other wise men. You know who found the child? Read with me verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. They remembered where they had been reading in the Old Testament prophecies, where Christ was going to be born. That is Micah 5 and verse 2. And you know, when you come to that point in your life and you don't know what to do, you know where to go? It's in the Word of God. The answers are not out there in the social media. The answers are in the Word of God. We can never overemphasize staying in the Word of God because that's where we find the answers. You know, the other GPSs, they will fail you. There was a time when a pastor had given us an address to the church and I typed it in my phone and you know, the GPS took us round and round. You know, the final destination was at the pier where the cruise ship docked. What does that show? It's made by human who is faulty, who has the sinful nature. The same GPS. How many of us have experienced that? You have an address, but the GPS takes you round and round and takes you to the wrong place. This is the perfect GPS, church. It will never lead us astray. We can never overemphasize staying in the Word of God. Let us go back to the Word of God and ask God, what do we do? God, show us the way. The next truth. In the led life, you wait for divine prompting. You know, the hardest thing for us to do as Christians is really to wait. That's right. You know, right now we are standing at 66% of our support coming in. If you ask me, I will ask for all that support to come in tonight, and tomorrow we're headed back to Kenya. As you shall be able to see in our video, we have prayed about the ministries that we would love to do with the help of the Lord. But if you ask me, I will ask for all those ministries to be up and running even before we get back to Kenya. And many are the times we make a decision and we want to act on it right then and get moving. Thousands are the times God says no. Not to me, not even today, not even tomorrow. As soon as they heard from God, as soon as they got in tune with God, you know what happened? Read with me verse 9. The Bible says, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. As soon as they heard from the God, as soon as they got in tune with God, the star began moving again till it came and stood over where the young child was. And you know, when you're seeking the will of mind of God, God will bring you to a threshold and let you sit there and learn to die. And let you sit there and learn how small you are and how big he is. And let you sit there and learn how ignorant you are and how perfect and wise God is. Yeah. Because in the led life, you wait for divine prompting. And how many of us, including I, many are the times we do something, we make a decision, we do not even pray to see if that is what God wants us to do at that time, if that is the move, if that is even the right time that God wants to do, that God wants us to do that thing. May the Lord help us to always be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to always wait for that divine prompting. Because in the last life, you wait for divine prompting. In the next truth, in the led life, you find joy when the Lord gives direction. There's so many things happening nowadays, you know, that makes us fear. Now we fear over ISIS. We fear over our families. We fear over health. So many things swirling around our minds. But deep inside our hearts, we have that peace that surpasses understanding. When you know that God is in total control of our lives. A peace that's so hard to explain. And the book of Psalm 23 is a perfect reminder. If you can turn your Bibles to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I want you to hold it. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And I want you to paint a picture. I want you to create a picture in your mind. For those who've been in a farm, there's a shepherd and a flock and the flock. The flock is inside the shed. And in the morning, the shepherd opens the gate from the shed and guides the flock to the fields. The flock feeds and drinks and even rests, even sleeps. And even if there is an enemy approaching, if it's the wolf here in America or a lion in Africa, the flock is not afraid. It knows the shepherd is watching over it. It knows even the shepherd has a gun to kill the enemy. And when the flock goes back to the shed that night, you know what the flock will say? "I did not lack anything. I ate, I drank, I even slept." And even when the enemy was approaching, the shepherds protected me. I did not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What are you lacking today? You know, the most priceless thing God has given us is the gift of salvation. Are you 100%, no 99.99, 100% sure that if something happened tonight, you're on your way to heaven? Do you have a heavenly home? Do you have a home church? Do you have a wonderful pastor? What are you lacking? What are you lacking? Verse 2, it continues to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." You know, sometimes God will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, not because he does not love us, but because he wants to see if we trust he's the same God to lead us out of that valley of the shadow of death. Because at the end, we're supposed to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." I find joy when it's the Lord giving direction, because I know I'll not lack anything. You know why we're not finding joy? Because we have not allowed God to be the shepherd. That's why we are lacking. What are you lacking tonight? Is it salvation? Is it a church home? Is it a church family? Well, you have everything here. We've been blessed. What are you lacking tonight? You know the next truth? In the led life brings you to worship. Read with me verse 10 and 11. "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh." The leading of the Lord has very little to do with the geographical location. The leading of the Lord has very little to do with what you're going to do. The leading of the Lord has everything to do with you realizing how great, how wonderful, and how marvelous God is. The leading of the Lord has everything to do with you waking up every day and telling God to do whatsoever he so pleases with your life. Can I ask you a question? What is the place of God in your life? Is he high and lifted up, or is he your equal? But can I tell you this? Your worship will never, and mark this, will never rise higher than your thoughts of God. What is the view of God? What is the view of God? Do you even believe in 6 literal days of creation? You know, creation is a big debate. Some people are believing in gap theory, others in Big Bang theory. What about you who've known the truth? And the truth has set you free. What is the view of God? When you see God's creation, what do you think of God? Delayed life brings into worship. You know, the will of God is that all of us will live lives of worship. The next truth. In delayed life, the person stays in tune with God in every step of the journey. Read with me verse 8. The Bible says, "And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when he have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.'" Herod calls the wise men and tells them, hey, come. I want to send you. Go and search diligently. You know that? You know what that word means? It says, if there is a basement, make sure you go there. If there is any closet, make sure you go there. If there is an attic, go there. Leave no stone unturned. And when you have found that child, bring me word again so that I may come and worship him. You think Herod was really meaning good for that child? No. Look at this verse 12. I love it. And being warned of God in a dream. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. About the time you think they got all the answers they need. About the time you think they got everything figured out. About the time you think, no, this is the end of the story, God says, no, let me change something else here. Tomorrow, God may adjust something in your thinking that you haven't even considered yet. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to fight God? You know, a couple months ago, I was reading the biography of Amy Carmichael, and she was a single lady missionary to India. And I came to this page where God was telling her, it's time for you to go. And she argued with God, not because she did not want to go, but because one, she did not want to leave the place she had grown all her life and had known. Secondly, she did not want to leave the friends she had made all her life. Thirdly, and most important, she did not want to leave her mother. And you know, her mother saw how she was really struggling with this. She took a pen and a notebook, and she wrote down this. "My own precious child, he who hath led will lead you all through the wilderness. He who hath fed will surely feed. He who hath heard thy cry will never close his ears. He who hath marked thy faintest sigh will not forget thy tear. He loveth always, faileth never, so rest on him today forever." And I want to submit to you tonight. The only thing I'm resting on, I know God is leading me. And I want to challenge you. Whatever juncture you are on your own journey, be sure that God is leading you, because he is the one who makes better plans than we do. But you see, we got to ask ourselves these questions. Have you taken that first step by faith? Do you know that today, if something happens, you're on your way to heaven? And if you're not 100% sure, we got the leadership of the church, the pastor, another Christian, who will take you and show you from God's word how you can be 100% sure and get it settled tonight. And then the second question, are you that Christian? And you know you're a Christian, but you know on the other side, you really do your own things. You do not even pray and ask God if that's the move to make, if that's even the right time to make. And then you end up making mistakes and blaming other people or blaming us. And the most important question, are you living the led life? As we pray, I would like you to ask yourself those questions. And if you have business to do with the Lord, then the pastor will come and you can do business with the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we pray. Our desire is to live the life of worship. Lord, I pray that too, we desire more than ever to live the led life. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.